the book of Romans, part 40. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Since you require any of my books which I've written, I also have the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which is not obtainable through any bookstore in the world. Not even different major internet bookstores has it. I have a couple available. Should you be interested, you can contact me. It is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on. It's also something that your children can inherit. If you want to know more about the Bible, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very welcome. Go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, to anybody that matters. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. That is if you do not have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. I just need to say, just to make you aware of it, that the 1902 Emphasis Bible is not the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Young movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, Catholic Church, Protestant churches. We are not affiliated to nobody. We are part of the Bride of Yahushua, functioning worldwide through Bible study. Hallelujah. According to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Every time that we proclaim the name of Yahushua, Satan and his demonic angels, they shatter. They are scared, because they know that is the name above every other name. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday. The book of Romans chapter 2. Again, I want to draw your attention to the figurative speech. Romans 2:28. For he is not a Jew. Now you must listen to what he says. For he is not a Jew or an Israelite, which is obeyed outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. I haven't read of not one, not even the high priest in the time of Moses and onwards, for the next 1,070 years, I haven't picked up one place, not Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, not one place have I ever picked up in the Word that they were circumcision because of being convinced by the Ruach HaKodesh. Not once. Now listen to what the scripture says. Remember what I'm saying now. For he is not a Jew which is obeyed outwardly, neither that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. As from Abram, Father Abram's time. When he was circumcised, he circumcised everybody that was manly, even his slaves. And thereafter, every child that was son, boy, man child, that was 8 days old, had to be circumcised by the flesh, as a token of the sign of the covenant between Father Abram and Yahweh Almighty. Faith didn't play any role in it. Where we, as part of the bride of Yahushua today, we don't believe in circumcision as the sign of the covenant. Apostle Paul comes and he says, Yahushua declares that, or Yahweh declares that he has no desire that we should be circumcised by our flesh, our bodily flesh, but that we be circumcised by our cardinal minds, which is our soul dimensions. Do you have it? You can be circumcised 20 times over by the flesh, and it doesn't prove anything. It's not because of a sign of anything. A lot of people today, Hebrew Roots movement and your Israel Vision people, they all think because they are circumcised by the flesh, it makes them partakers of the covenant of Abram. No. The covenant was the circumcision was the starting point. The end of it was the end of 613 laws. So if you start with circumcision, you need to end with the 600 and, well, the other 612 laws, because the circumcision of the flesh became part of the 613 laws of Moses. But the Bible says it was unprofitableness. There was no profit in it. There was no working power in it. And that's why Hebrews 7 verse 18 says that Yahushua through his blood made it none and void, because there was no salvation in the circumcision. For a time that Moses dwelt through the desert, or from the time they left Egypt for the next 1,070 years, there was a reason why the law had to be there. Because of sin that just keep on accumulating, Yahweh had to give his own son, Yahushua. But it's not a Jew which is obeyed outwardly, neither that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. There's no use for it. So you can be circumcised as many times as you will, but there's no saving power in the circumcision anymore. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly over here. I'm not a Jew. I don't want to be a Jew. I'm not a part of Israel or a Gentile Israel. There's a lot of churches today, Protestant churches, that says, oh, we are part of a spiritual Israel. We have got nothing to do with Israel. There's no spiritual Israel. We are Yahwist followers of Yahushua, being circumcised by our cardinal minds. Because the Bible says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but the powers, the principalities of darkness. And therefore Yahushua gave himself. He has overpowered Satan and these principalities of darkness, and he put us into the authority of living in the blood, the grace of salvation. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, not my heart. And circumcision is that of the heart, soul's dimension, in the spirit. This is what he says. Was Abram circumcised in the spirit? No. There had to be blood. When they circumcised them, there's got to be blood. Today, we don't need the blood of circumcision. We don't even need the blood of animals. We are functioning in the redemption blood of Yahushua. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. That can't be my heart, because you can't circumcise my heart. My soul's dimension, my thinking abilities. Where does sin start? Here. He says, and circumcision is that of the heart, soul's dimension, in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that which Israel didn't have, and not in the letter of the 613 laws of Moses, whose praise is not of men, but of Yahweh Almighty, O God. So when we understand this scripture, we understand that this has to do with a spiritual person. We are in the flesh, but our salvation is not in the blood of animals and the 613 laws of Moses. Our salvation is in the redemption blood of Yahushua. That is why we say we are not a new Hebrew group or something, as people claim us to be. A sect. We are not a sect. We're nothing. We are a Bible study group, understanding the power of the revelation names that was functioning 2,000 years and even longer. The names by which the priest knew him, through the Tetragrammaton. YHVH, VH, not the W. Understanding the name is Yahweh. Yod, Aleph, Hei, Faf, Aleph, Hei. From right to left, YHVH, Yahweh. Yahweh, Hebrew, English, Afrikaans, German. The Hebrew name. And the son is Yahweh Shua. The Shua only means Redeemer and Savior. He's what? He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior. He bought me with his blood. He set me free by his grace, which we obtain the moment that we accept Yahweh Shua as our Redeemer. We turn from sin. We repent. We go through the bath of baptism in the name of Yahushua, not the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's a Catholic baptism. In the whole Bible, you won't, 16 different King James Bible, you won't find one place where anybody was ever baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not once. But that was the instruction, or it seems to be that was the instruction that Yahushua gave his disciples. No, it wasn't. Name is not N-A-M-E. What is his name? His name is Yahweh. What's the name of the Son? Shua. Yahweh. Shua. And the Holy Spirit? Ruach HaKodesh. The Bible says in Hebrews 1 verse 1, in time before, Yahweh Almighty spoke to Israel through the prophets. Today he's speaking to us through the Son. Who's the Son? Yahweh Shua. And that's why when we are immersed We need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua. I'm just going to read verse 29 again. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly by the Ruach HaKodesh. And circumcision is that of the heart, soul's dimension, in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and not in the letter of the law, whose praise is not of men, but of Yahweh Almighty, which is God. How straightforward is it? You can't get it more straightforward. So why do you want to be circumcised by your flesh? He goes further, he says in Galatians 5 verse 1 to 5. He says, if you are still circumcised by your flesh, if you still lives under the 613 laws of Moses, you are lost. You are lost in your sin because you function under the law. Go read Galatians 5 verse 1 to verse 5. We have the weekend before us. Let us use the opportunity to preach the gospel of salvation. Live the life of a Yahwist. Till Monday, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.